Today on Press TV, US President Barack Obama has urged Congress not to push for new sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program. Obama told US lawmakers, quote, it's no time for new sanctions on Iran. Pro-Israeli members of Congress have been pressuring the White House over Iran in recent weeks. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has begun a process that could lead to a Senate vote on a new Iran sanctions bill as soon as next month. Reid filed Rule 14, which allows him to expedite the process. However, Obama said he would veto the legislation if it's approved. Another revelation by former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden. The new leak shows the NSA secretly got leading computer security firm RSA to hide a spying software in its BeSafe application program for the agency. The disclosure sent a shockwave from the close-knit world of computer security experts. Hezbollah leader says Takfiri groups in Syria share the al-Qaeda's ideology. Hassan Nasrallah said the war in Syria is not a sectarian conflict between Shias and Sunnis, but a Takfiri war against everyone. He dismissed reports of Hezbollah's casualties in Syria as part of the psychological warfare against the resistance. Israeli forces have opened fire on a group of Palestinians, killing a young man in the north of the Gaza Strip. Three people were also injured in the incident. The Palestinians were walking in the area when the Israeli troops began shooting at them. Gaza has been under an all-out Israeli siege since 2007. Clashes continue between government forces and troops loyal to former Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar. The latest fighting happened near Bentiu, the capital of oil-producing Unity State. Up to 500 people have been killed since the violence broke out on Sunday. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and the UN Chief's Special Envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, have discussed the latest developments on the Geneva II conference on Syria. During the telephone conversation, Zarif underlined the need to focus on a political and Syrian resolution to the crisis in Syria. In Pakistan, the Council of Shia Scholars has held a demonstration to condemn the targeted killings of Shia Muslims in the country. The protesters criticized the federal and provincial governments for failing to establish law and order in Pakistan. They also condemned the restrictions on Shia religious ceremonies. Those are latest here on Press TV.